Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today I am doing this video because it made me laugh, and I need something to cheer me up. I'll be honest with you guys, I've really had a hard day today. I made a video and I tried to upload it to YouTube for you guys, and it falls under YouTube's conspiracy theory, and I can't get it published, so I can't put it on YouTube. I don't know if other YouTubers are going through this, or they just have the laser beam on me, or what it is, but so that is going over on my betterbachelor.locals.com channel. I wanted it here for you guys because it is a serious topic that I wanted to discuss. But because I make a lot of connecting the dots, and I wonder if, and doesn't it seem weird, like, and I'm talking about the grand great reset, and I'm talking about authoritarianism and a lot of different things that it seems to be global. Apparently I can't talk about that on YouTube. So it's over on betterbachelor.locals.com. And I've made it available to everybody, whether you're a member or a supporter. So even if you don't, even if you're not tipping me anything or giving me anything for my community, go over there and watch it for free. It's like a 30-minute long video, but it kind of, I don't know, I feel it's really important. It's a really important topic to discuss, and it put me in a foul mood. And I've been sitting here for the last, 8 hours just fuming, and I'm like, I need to get out of my funk, and I think I found it. First, watch this.
Boy, I really appreciate all the hard work you did giving birth and mothering our kids. I'll never know that joy.
That'll kind of give you an idea of what I'm talking about. The greatest threat to men right now is not feminism. It is society at large. It is the authoritarianism that is being pushed and coming through. It is censorship. It is you must agree with what we say on social media and the news and from all the current well-to-dos. And what, if you think differently, shut up. We're not going to let you talk. And so, so I said, you know what, this is kind of a funny topic, but I wanted to talk about this story, but I want to talk about something else first. For the last couple months, I've been driving around the country, and I figured out where I'm moving. Bozeman, Montana. I've got an apartment to rent in Bozeman, Montana, and I am going to be there for at least a year, and I've got a realtor looking for land for me. However, I may not have saved enough money for land, and so I may need to save longer because I do not borrow money. I buy everything cash or with my investments. I do not buy something unless I have the money for it, because I'm not paying anybody interest and I'm not owing anyone for anything. That's just how I roll. I couldn't do that when I was younger. I'm not saying it's something that you younger guys need to draw a hard line in the sand, but at my age, I just do not get into things unless I can afford them. So land is, the price is increasing faster than I'm making money. So I said, you know what? All right, let me at least get an apartment. I like the Bozeman area. I can go skiing this winter. I can do kayaking and whitewater river rafting, and I'm just outside of Yellowstone, and I can go fly fishing, and I can go mountain bike riding, and I can do a bunch of things. That's kind of where I am in my life. And so that's what I'm going to do. Anyway, because the land is so expensive, I'm going to have to keep working and saving, and hopefully I can make more than the land is increasing, or I will always be chasing stuff I can't afford, and I'll be a renter the rest of my life, or just get my parents' property down in Florida. I'm still in Texas. I'm going to be going to Florida after this to check on my dad and pick up my dog and drop off my little teardrop trailer you see behind me at their residence, and then I'm going to tow my motorcycle up, and I'll be in Montana after that. But for the previous 3 years or 3.5 years before this, all I did is basically go to Home Depot or Lowe's or one of the construction selling sites, one of the home renovation companies, and I bought things to build my bus. So for 3 years, I really didn't interact, and I was in a very small town in Florida, so I really didn't interact with anybody. And before that, I was on the road traveling around the world, and of course you see a lot of different things, but it's different cultures, so I don't look at that and say, ooh, how weird. It's just, hey, this is, they do it differently than we do it in the United States. That's kind of interesting. That was for like a year. And before that, let's see, what was I doing? And before that, I was working a lot as a network engineer. I was getting up in the morning at 5 a.m., going to do CrossFit and going to the gym. And then I went to work until 6 or 7 at night. Then I came home, fed the dog, walked the dog, played with the dog, maybe watched a documentary, cooked dinner, went to bed. So I've kind of been out of the social loop for years. And what I realized is I'm now getting back into the social loop a little bit, and I realize that society, I've seen such a huge change in society as a whole. And it's not just one part of the country, it's everywhere. And maybe this means I'm old man Joker. Maybe it means I'm starting to yell at kids, get off my lawn, and I'm saying, oh, your kid's music is awful today, back in my day. And maybe that just means I'm getting old. But I walked into a mall here in Dallas the other day, and it was on a weekend, and I saw a couple of things that really struck home to me. And this was all new to me. I've been in Texas before. Now, I've been in Dallas. I haven't been out and about in Houston, but how much difference is Dallas than Houston? Used to be not much. But I go into a mall in Houston. Mostly what I see is single moms pushing around strollers with 2 and 3 kids, no man in sight. And again, this is the weekend, so I'm not saying he wasn't working or something, but a lot of single moms. The thing I noticed about them is they were all relatively heavy set and all wearing very skimpy clothing, like clothing that made me feel a little grossed out looking at them. Like and hey, you have the right to do what you want to do, but it doesn't mean that I really want to look at it. And people were loud, people were bumping into each other, people leave carts everywhere without putting them away. There's trash on the floor 3 feet from a trash can. People are rude. I just realized, like, I do not, maybe I just don't fit in with society anymore. I think that's why I want to buy my land and set up some land and have a place where maybe you guys can come camp or tent. I don't know. It depends on the land restrictions that are on the property that I buy. But I find things that have no covenants, that's just open land, I have to get either in the middle of nowhere where I'll have no internet or no cell phone, or I have to get it close enough to a town, and then there's always covenants. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I am literally a man without a home, and I feel like I'm a man without society right now. I legitimately do. I just kind of want to be left alone 99% of the time. All right, let's look at the win of a day, or the loss of the day, depending on who you're talking about. This gal posts this on Twitter, and she's trying to shame this Chad that's busy working out. And she says, I asked this guy to put on a mask at the gym. It's not even dangling from his chin. Well, it does no good dangling from the chin, so what's it matter if it's dangling from his chin or not? His responses were as follows. You Democrat fat F. I probably only F guys that need to use strap-ons, and that I wish someone like him would touch me. there's a little bit of truth in that, but you know something? Hey, this is the proper response. You know, I used to say be kind to people, be nice to people, be reasonable with people, and you still should the vast majority of the time. But if they're going to call you out and they're going to get in your face, it's time to get back in their face. I'm done being pushed around. I'm done being shamed. I'm done being controlled. I'm done being told what to do. If you get in my face trying to do that, you're going to get some very firm pushback like Chad did here. All right, on to the topic at hand here. I am so confused, guys. I really don't know if I can. I don't know if I can deal with this new society that is coming up. And I had to laugh because none of this makes sense anymore. This is from The Blaze. Viral video, a trans man gives birth to a baby and a trans woman unsuccessfully tries to nurse the child. Okay, now, so that means a woman that became a man had a baby. And a man that became a woman tries to nurse it. Now, I don't think they mention this in the story, but even women cannot necessarily, and I don't, I'm not a doctor, I'm not all into this medical stuff, but I know women usually don't start lactating until they have a child. I have never gone on a date with a non-mother, a 25-year-old woman who doesn't have any kids, and you do a little sucking on the nips and milk comes. Like, I've never heard of that happening. So I think the mammary glands and the nursing begins after you have the kid. Well, if it's the man now having the child but has had a mastectomy, so there are no more glands, well, he can't nurse it. But if you're now a woman that used to be a man and you've never had mammary glands to begin with and can't have children, how are you supposed to feed it? But this is supposed to be stunning and brave, and this was a... like, this was a story meant to be touching and wonderful and beautiful, and I'm just so confused. A transgender couple has gone viral for their decidedly unconventional family in which the trans man, or biological female, gave birth to their child while the trans woman, biological male, attempted to nurse the baby. Now, before I get a lot of hate, let me stop here and pause and say, you do you. I don't care how you, I want to be identified. I don't care how you feel about yourself. I don't care how you want to present. I don't care if you were born Jeffrey and now want to be called Jennifer. I don't care. That is fine. I have nothing against it. I do support you in your choices. However, biology is still biology, and you can't stunning and brave biology. Biology is just not going to budge for that. The trans woman, whose name is Petrona, and who identifies as the child's mother, despite not birthing the child, can be seen in a now viral video unsuccessfully attempting to breastfeed the couple's newborn baby. The video, a clip from Facebook's 9 months with Courtney Cox, shows Petrona lying in bed with a transgender male, Anu, who identifies as the child's father, despite giving birth to the child and the couple's child shortly after birth. Both Anu and Petrona are topless in the video, and Anu's elective mastectomy scars are visible alongside a postpartum stomach as Petrona fruitlessly tries to breastfeed the couple's child. In the clip, Anu asks Petrona, are they getting any milk? Now, again, in the clip, Anu asks Petrona, are they getting any milk? But there's only one baby. They, in the case, is reference to the baby, whose gender has not been identified at the time of this reporting. Okay. Let me pause it there for a second. Okay. Look, biology is biology. It just is what it is. And you can't, like I said before, you can't stunning and brave it. You can't change it. You can't feel good about it. You can't will it into existence. Biology is biology. In a case like this, when you push this ideal and you push these, what's the word I'm looking for? When you push this theme into society, young people who are impressionable, who maybe don't feel like they belong, which almost all of us, and some of you gentlemen still don't feel like you belong sometimes. Right now, I don't feel like I belong in society right now. When you get to a place of confusion, young kids went punk. Young kids, I was the mullet era, but before the mullet era was punks, and before punks was rock and roll and Elvis Presley and the big bouffant hairstyles. And, you know, during my generation, big hairdos and jean jackets and punk metal or rock metal was in. And after that, there was the goth. And look, kids go through phases where they're trying to find their identity. When you push this as the norm and everything else, kids may latch on to this as part of their discovering who they are. The problem is that a lot of this may include surgery and hormone replacement, and that is not healthy for a kid who's trying to figure out what they're trying to do with their lives. Again, I'm happy with you doing you, but when you're a young person, this can be very confusing. This baby in this case has not been given a gender, is going to be brought up in this home. I think this child is going to find a very tough time trying to identify with the vast majority of people out there in the world. They continue on. Petrona responds, the baby has been able to latch, but I've not been able to produce any milk. That's okay because I'm going to supplement the feeding with formula so my baby is still getting the nutrients that they need, but I'm still feeling hopeful. You can hope all you want, but hoping does not grow mammaries and or make you lactate, ma'am. In the same episode, blah, blah, blah. I'm not even going to read the rest of this, but I had to talk about this because it's a summation. It is a summary of how I feel right now in society. I feel like I am so lost. Maybe you younger guys and gals are like, maybe you're better adapted to this stuff, or maybe you are better suited to understand or accept, or I have no hate for anyone in this world. I have nothing but love for people. I really do. I mean that. I have been asked to debate. I have been called out. I still don't name the people that call me out because I have no ill will. Like, they can say whatever they want about me. They can call me an idiot or whatever else. I just don't care. I really don't. And so when people want to do their own things and try to find happiness, good for them. Like, you do your thing. I really mean that. It doesn't mean that I necessarily agree with it. It doesn't, it doesn't mean that I'll support you, but I'm not going to give you a hard time about it. But society to me is just, I have to laugh or I'll cry. I genuinely mean that. I'm not that old. I'm still, I guess I'm a boomer. I don't know. I'm officially a Gen Xer. I think I'm pretty cool. I was a network engineer. I understand that the internet and memes, and I understand society. I understand goofing on people. I understand the terminology. Like, I keep my pulse on a lot of the internet. That's mostly what I'm doing, is looking at news. And I'm going to be doing my Odd Man Out news channel over on betterbachelor.locals.com, because some of the stories I've tried to load in the last week, they don't let me put on YouTube anymore. So I'm just going to put my Odd Man Out over on Locals. I'm going to put my Better Bachelor, and everything I'm going to be doing is probably going to eventually end over on Locals. But so I look at news all day, and I look at society all day long, and I'm looking at men's issues all day long, and I'm looking at religious, and I'm looking at everything. And so much of it now, I'm just so lost. Like, I just do not fit in with this stuff. And you young people may be okay with it. I think I'm in touch, but maybe I'm not anymore. Maybe it's time for me to, I guess, just keep sticking to what I know and doing videos for you guys. But I think there are bigger things going on in the world than just, you know, women complaining and being bad. I legitimately think there are problems. I mean, we've got riots in South America right now, and a lot of people are getting hurt and are being ended, being shot. You've got Cuba basically trying to overthrow the regime. There's some serious problems in the world, and I find myself having a hard time talking about the Becky that complained about her boyfriend and did XYZ, because it's funny and it's kind of interesting, but I just feel like there are bigger problems in the world that I want to talk about, and YouTube's not letting me talk about them. But I just find that so much of society and so much of politics and so much of the world is leaving me behind, that I just don't fit in with any of this anymore. And I see it in person now. It's not just an internet thing. I see it in person when I'm looking at things, where I'm going to malls and I'm going to shopping centers and I'm just doing my everyday life, and I'm like, I don't fit in here anymore. I don't know. But I thought I'd throw this into a fun video. Just, I had to give myself a laugh. I hope it cheers some of you up that maybe you're going through a hard time. I don't know. Maybe it'll depress some of you. I don't know. Let's do a dating profile of the day, and then we'll call it an end on this one. This gal says, this is a dating profile. I blurred out her face. She says, the key to my heart is, let me see how old she is. Does it tell her age? It doesn't tell her age, but she, before I blurred her face, she had a lot of wrinkles. She looked to be probably in her late 30s or rode hard 30s or early 40s. That's what she looked like to me. Or she could be a party girl in 28, I don't know. She says, the key to my heart is someone to like me for me, the thick and imperfect body, just as I am. I am more than my physical body. Now, I'm going to read that one more time, and I really want you to listen closely to what she says, because the very next sentence after it kind of blows it. The key to my heart is someone to like me for me, My thick and imperfect body, just as I am more than my physical body. If you are 5'10 plus, over 35, want to actually hang out, like thick women, have a job, drive a car, etc., not looking for a cougar or a hookup. So, okay, so she's probably in her 40s if she says you shouldn't be looking for a cougar. So you have to accept her just as I am and accept her from more than just her physical body, her thick, imperfect physical body, and you have to love her just as she is. You, however, you have to be over 5'10", and you have to be over the age of 35, and you have to like thick women, and you have to have a job and a car, etc. She says, I'm actually legitimately bad at anything related to cars and computers. I'm not a spring chicken anymore. Can you teach an old dog new tricks? Okay. No, you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. Hence why Joker is probably so miserable in society today, because everything seems like it's new and it's tricky. And Joker's not, I am not having any of this stuff. It's not working for me. You can't fix a woman. And any woman that says you need to accept me for who I am, but you need to be a certain way, just run. Run to the hills. My one of my favorite Iron Maiden songs. Just run to the hills. Get away. please, again, go join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. You don't have to be a supporter to see my most recent video. Just join over there. I'm still going to be putting stuff up for members. Just if you belong over there, I'm going to be having posts and stuff you can read. You can read the forums over there. If you join as a supporter, you can see all my videos, all my content, even the ones that are too spicy. You can personally message me. I will have a conversation with you. I text you as if we were texting on a phone. I will answer your questions. I will give you advice. We can shoot the shit about the world, whatever. And it's a free speech forum. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Even if other people don't like it, deal with it, as long as you're being a good human being to other good humans and not being hateful or anything like that. Hey, talk about whatever you want to talk about. And others that don't disagree with you, I'm not going to remove your post. I am the moderator. I am the forum content creator. It is my show. That's why I said I don't join Rumble and I don't join BitChute and I don't join any of these other ones, because YouTube used to not remove content. And people put 10 years of their lives up on YouTube and then they got demonetized and all their stuff got removed. I am the only person in charge of YouTube, Locals. And if I put it over on BitChute or I put it over on Rumble or whatever else, they may change their policy someday. And then you're going to be playing the same game. I'm done hopping platforms. I had Patreon at one point, Subscribestar at another point, and I put stuff up on Library. I think my YouTube actually backs up to Library still at one point. I'm not messing with 50 different places anymore. I'm doing YouTube until they get rid of me, which, again, another video today I couldn't upload. Or I'm doing betterbachelor.locals.com. I'm doing those two. That's it. And that's where you can find me. And I love you guys, but I don't have the bandwidth nor the time to upload to 30 different sites and try to manage all. I just do not have time. I love my life. I like my free time. I love doing videos for you guys. I want time to look up stories and think about things and enjoy my life versus worrying about which social media company is going to remove me next. So, guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, society is changing. It is pushing down on men. It is pushing down on normalcy. It is pushing down on conservatism. It is pushing down on the status quo. It's brand new world, brave new world. Everything is changing. And you better like it or you're not going to fit in. And here's the good news. If you don't fit in, I know if you're younger, you can't run away yet, but find a way to find some normalcy in this crazy world. Because otherwise, you're going to go crazy like I am.